Time now for some poetry. We are celebrating National Poetry Month by asking listeners to tweet us their poems. Each week we are reading through some submissions with a celebrated poet, and this week we are joined by Dinez Smith. Dinez is the co-host of the Poetry Foundation's Verses podcast, and Dinez's latest book of poetry, Homie, is out now in paperback. Dinez, thanks so much for joining us once again for Poetry Month. Love having you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be joining from my bedroom for once. You know, it's
okay. Great. Okay. All right. Before we jump into the poems, your new collection of poetry, Homie, has been described as an ode to friendship and connection. And of course, we've called you in a moment when maintaining those connections and relationships has been challenging for a lot of people. So how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And actually, I think my friendships are pretty doing good, too. You know, I think millennials kind of are used to connecting to each other digitally sometimes while we're sitting right next to each other in person anyway. So that aspect of my life actually feels like it's going strong. I had a 4-hour happy hour with some friends last night, which in some ways was a mistake, but it turned out wonderful in the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, at least you're correct today, though. You've recovered sufficiently to have this conversation. All right. Well, that's
enough. Great. I'm glad it was a little later.
But I did want to ask, though, as one of the hosts of the podcast that you interact with listeners, have you observed whether the self-isolation has changed the way people are writing right now?
You know, I think... I've noticed the way it's changed my writing. I've noticed like my texts and my like emails getting a little bit more poetic sometimes. Maybe because I have less of a chance to like even just use language day to day with everybody else. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people I think feel shame that they can't write right now. A lot of people feel shame that all they can do is write right now. And so we're all adjusting to this new, hopefully temporary and hopefully shorter rather than longer now that we're all in. And so I think everybody's changed, you know, our relationship to language has changed. I only talk to my partner most days, and I think that has no choice but to also like change the way I use my words too. And I imagine everybody else is going through it too.
That's interesting. Wow. Well, tell us about some of the poems that caught your eye. Let's just jump right into it.
Yeah. So the first one I have on mind, I think it is a haiku by, I think it's Sari Grandstaff. Oh, yes. And it's haiku right in the Twitter handle. And this is Haikutopia. Springtime pandemic. Though everything is closed now, daffodils open.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I can see that. Yes. Right. Okay.
It just did it for me. I guess I've been thinking about how nature is surviving or thriving in this time. And I don't know, when I take my little brief walks outside of the house, the squirrels seem to be a little braver and more crazed. I don't know if the birds are louder or if we're quieter, but it does seem like this time that nature, and it's weird to be in spring while all of this is happening. Every time I feel like I leave the house for a couple of days, it looks different, especially here in Minnesota where it's snowing sometimes, and then the snow melts and reveals greener grass than before. So this one really caught my eye, just thinking about how, while we're all shut in, the world that sometimes I think we forget that we're a part of is continuing to do its thing.
So true, so true, so lovely. So thank you for that. Okay, here, what about another one?
Okay. This is by Jane. Twitter handle, Jane 78994494. I hope that's not your phone number, girl. But she wrote, I'm becoming intimate with my breath, what it smells like when I don't brush my teeth, the way it warms my chin. I'm here with its sweet imperfections behind my mask.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it could just be, you know, about the breath and the mask. And, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I, too, have smelled my funky breath when I let the teeth brushing happen sometime past noon or past 5 on these days. But I love just behind the mask, it's separated by this little comma. And that comma for me is doing a lot of work. It's making me think that the mask is these masks that we now have to have on our face. But what a chance for us to check in with who we've been, you know, with such isolation and such alone time. It is a chance to investigate and, I guess, really get to know the basics of ourselves again, to really get to know your breath, to know your funk behind the mask. And I guess all of us are putting on the mask that we wear from day to day, hopefully a little bit less now that we have this abundance of time alone or in small groups. And so, yeah, so I love this one. And I hope that Jane is out there having some good and complicated thoughts about herself.
I'm so glad you pulled this out, because my eyes skipped right over it as just being very, you know, mundane. And I love how you lifted out the fact that there's more to it. So thank you for that. And okay, you have time for one more.
I do. Oh, just one? Okay. Yeah. This is by Dame Thistle, at Dame Thistle on Twitter. Time bent so out of shape, the everyday is now the never would. We're left with, I don't know. That's really all we ever had, but now we know it.
Hmm. Why'd you pick this one?
I picked this one because, I think I just had a little amen just because I feel rather time warped by all this isolation. And I like this return to unknowing. Maybe because I've also been listening to a lot of Erykah Badu. But I don't know, maybe there is some type of joy or wonder or knowing within the uncertainty of everything right now. So this one struck a little chord with me.
Well, thank you. Those are some really excellent choices. So thank you for that. Well, I'm just going to tell you one that I liked. I was hoping you'd pick, but you didn't. This is by, and you'll understand it, Tracy Kane at tkane.edu. Once the pandemic has passed, I will have a manicured yard, but overgrown nails and an unreleased scalp with a path of gray at the root.
Oh, I did like that one. Ooh, that was a semifinalist. That's so good.
That's all I have to say about that. When you said, you know, kind of resonated.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. Before we let you go, on your podcast, as we said, this is the, you're the co-host of the Poetry Foundation's Versus podcast. It's VS is how you find it. But on your podcast, you and co-host Franny Choi often give your audience prompts and some tips for their own writing. So do you have any to share with us right now? So maybe people want to get started because they do have some time on their hands.
Yeah, I think, you know, if it's like your first time, if you're like, you know, first time poet, getting out there, pull out your favorite poem or a couple of favorite poems and just pick your favorite two lines and put one of them at the top, one of them at the bottom of a page and write everything in between. That's a really easy and cool way to get started, guided by your favorite poems. If you feel like you're getting back into it or you just need a challenge, a prompt that we just gave out on the last episode of our show, So I am obsessed with stuff like The Little Toaster and Toy Story. And so I've been thinking about what my house doesn't get to do now that I'm here anymore. So look at your house, you know, think about it, Toy Story, right? The toys come alive when Andy's gone. And if you can pick one item in your house, imagine what it misses now that you're around all the time. Who does your lotion miss visiting? What is your bed not up to now that you're in it all the time? what is the fridge thinking now that you're opening it so much? And who does it miss talking to? So all that. What does your house miss doing now that you're constantly around? That's
that sounds so fun. That is poet Dinez Smith, co-host of the Versus podcast. Dinez's latest collection, Homie, is out now. Dinez Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's so fun again.
If you'd like to hear your original poem on the air, tweet it to NPR ATC with the hashtag NPR Poetry. And each week through the end of April, a published poet will join us on the air to talk about submissions that caught his or her or their eye. And even though Twitter has changed its character limit, we are sticking with the original rules. Poems must be 140 characters or less.